This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session. Wow, another session of sanity. That's kind of hot, you think? All right, another session of sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. That's what I get for having sausage. See, sausage fingers. 855.
Tonight, appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. And yes, no, you haven't had too much to drink. One of the cameras is having issues. Get over it. It is radio, after all. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with us. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot you can do to be involved in the conversation. And give me your email address, because I sent out an email, the one that I forgot to send out again last night. Can you just beat me up after the show, because then I'll know what all the bruises are all about.
Sure.
Well, the help you are. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And if you give me your email address, I usually send one out at least once a week and let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, what's going on, and what's happening, you know, with the real side. And you can be part of Patreon. That's our club. That's our in club, right? And that's where, you know, if you sign up to give me $5, $3, $10, $15, $20, if you give me $5,000, I'll go ahead and deliver gifts to your home. I may even clean the place, depending on how big it is. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it starts off tonight, or today, with Peter Fonda. You know, I got to tell you something. Henry Fonda, who I understand was a great guy, he's going to be spinning. There must be smoke coming out of his grave. He's going to be spinning in his grave tonight. I mean, think about the nasties. I mean, the nasties. PETA and Jane Fonda, both of them. Look who they turned out to be, what they turned out to be. Now, PETA Fonda said that in a tweet, we should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if the mother will stand up against the giant blankety blank she's married to. Right? Think about it. 90 million people have taken to the streets this weekend. Really? Seriously. You know, again, I appreciate what's going on. I appreciate that. What's it going to take to change this? And don't you dare write me an email saying it'll take changing President Trump, because that's not true. This has been going on for decades. When is Congress, right? The Dems haven't had control, too, so you can't point to the Republicans. When is Congress going to get off its butt and actually do something to change this? Do something to make a difference? When does this happen? Can somebody explain this to me, please? I'm not joking. I'm, as the old joke goes, I'm as serious as a heart attack right now. These guys are afraid to get in the room, especially in an election. They're afraid to get in the room and work out this DACA issue, work out the illegal immigrant issue, work out what's going on. They're afraid to do it. And the funny thing about it is the same newspapers, the same people that have been screaming that Trump needs to sign this, which, again, if it's a law, if it's in the law, if it's the law that Billy Bob Clinton signed, you shouldn't be able to repeal it, change it, turn it around, or anything with an executive order. You can put a freeze on it. You can put a stay on it. You can say, hey, look, we need to refine this a little bit for a short period of time. If I was Trump, I would have signed this. He signed an executive order to say to stop this stuff. I would have signed a 90-day order. I'm sorry. Congress needs to fix this. We are not a dictatorship. This is not for President Trump or President Oblamo or Billy Bob Clinton. Any one of those guys shouldn't have a right to write laws just because they feel like it, because they don't like the pulse of the country or what have you. Congress needs to be backed into a corner and needs to do their job. Don't you think? Wouldn't that be the simplest way to put it? This is getting so, for me anyway, this is getting so out of control. This is we need to fix this, and we need to fix this the right way. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, and think of the depravity going on here. Of what Fonda said. What, you know, again, can you imagine if we said this about either one of Obama's kids? Anyone or one. Right? Think about it. It's so, so irritating. And, you know, when you talk about these people, like today, watching The Five on Fox. And you see what these people write. You see what they're talking about. And what's his name? Juan Williams. My God. They will attack Trump and support every single thing Obama and Clinton did. This is why we don't trust you. We on the right, the reason we don't trust you far left people is because you never come out against your own. It takes a lightning strike 2 feet from your own body before you think that maybe you should say something. How long did it take for them to come out against Wiener? How long? I mean, we can go down a list of people that either they never came out against or took them forever to come out against. Seriously. And Peter Fonda, another piece of wonderful human being. I mean, they accuse us of being this mean and this nasty. Now, you realize when I say things like, what if we did this to President Obama's kids? They'll say, why do you keep going back there? Because it's as ugly. That thought's as ugly as Peter Fonda bringing Trump into this. Hey, I'm Double Senior Host. Edward Woodson joins us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. He's the host of the Edward Woodson Show. You'll get a kick out of him. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And just, again, I hope some of you got that disgusting taste out of your mouth. You know, when it comes to the Fondas, the only person in that family that was worth anything is Henry. Right? Jane and Peter, I can't believe people who hate so much and rail so much against hating. Anyway, you'll sit in the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just bring him on. I always have so much fun when he's on with me. Edward Woodson, host of the Edward Woodson Show, joins me. He's on from time to time, where he's at, a little later than where we're at. I don't want him to fall asleep during the show. Edward, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always fun.
How are you?
We better have fun. Good. How are you?
Good.
You're in that part of the woods.
I'm way past my bedtime.
I know. Well, that's what you know. That, I tell people that's why you won't Skype with me, because you don't want me to see the little pink pajamas and those fluffy rabbit slippers of yours, because I know you love safe space.
No,
right?
No. I'm naked, guy. I'm walking around naked.
Okay.
I'm
that
the
was,
opposite.
There you go. I just lost half the listeners, even though they're only listening. They're like, oh, no, I can't do that, man. Anyhow. Hey, so listen, I don't know. Did you see the Peter Fonda tweet where he, you know, thinks that little Baron Trump should be grabbed and taken away from his parents and, you know, locked in one of these cages and put in front of pedophiles in a whole nine yards? I mean, really? Seriously?
Yeah, I saw that. And then Melania called the Secret Service, and then if you notice, he deleted the tweet, and then he apologized.
Oh. Who's the coward now?
So.
Right?
So.
Unreal.
Well, you know. They probably paid him a visit, you know. like the men in black that pulled up at his house.
Yeah. Well, you know something? So, one of the things I was saying, we already know this, we could beat this to death, but here's the deal. Can you imagine if you or I or somebody else had made this kind of comment towards one of the Obama kids? They wouldn't have just visited you. They would have showed up in a SWAT team and taken you out of the place, right?
Well, I mean, look, that's just, again, like you just said, that's just, you know, that's expected. You know, we have to move beyond that. Of course there's a double standard.
Yep.
You know, there's always a double standard.
How do you fight back, though? I mean, how are we going to...
You don't.
You don't.
No, okay. You don't. No, you don't fight back. It's like you just have to, not worry about the other half. Honestly. Because, people tell me all the time, and they say, well, you know, why don't you engage with the people that don't, you know, agree with you? And I always say this, and I think I've even said this to you, it's like talking to liberals, like talking to, like, your dog about quantum physics. You know, so, I mean, like, yeah, I guess you can try to talk to your dog about quantum physics if you want, but... Why would you do that, Joe?
Oh, God. You know, but I when I go on CNN, for instance, right, and I know I'm going into the lion's den. I know that there's nothing I'm going to say to those people that's going to change their mind. But I love when I hit them with logic, I love the confused look on their face because they don't know what to do with it. Maybe it's a personal satisfaction thing. I don't know. I don't think I would change anybody's mind.
Right. It's again. See, look. Now listen. It's the same look that the dog would give you if you're trying to explain quantum physics. See?
Okay. All right. I can't even fight with you with that one. Hey, Nigel Farage came out today, and he said, listen, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, she's done. There's no chance of her being... you know, reelected. With all the problems that they're having with their open border policy and, you know, with the issues, the security issues they're having with the illegal immigrants coming in. Well, they're not illegal there. I guess they're legal there or what have you. And at one point, she was the most powerful person in Europe, a European leader, right? I mean, everybody looked up to Germany. Germany had a great economy. They were safe and things were one. And they've turned that into the proverbial blank hole that Trump has talked about in the past. You know, until these people decide to protect their own, you see this happening. I think you're going to see this happen in more and more countries, don't you?
Well, it's deeper than that, really. When you look, I mean, we have to go back historically to the fact that Europe was the theater for two world wars. Now, think about this for a minute. And after the Marshall Plan and the U.S. rebuilding Europe, especially Western Europe, and the fact that you've seen this rise of the EU and the Euro, it was only a matter of time, and I've been saying this for years actually, that would not work because you're dealing with different cultures. So you're dealing with it's trying to to ignore the fact of culture for literally centuries, you know, and to try to make it homogeneous. And look, you've got, for instance, you know, economically, you've got the pigs, right? You've got Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, right? That lag behind, for the most part, economically. And then, you know, you've got Germany and France that are kind of like, you know, bringing up everybody else, pretty much, right? So it's just a matter of time before that's going to fail. Like, so I think what you're seeing now is the beginnings of, you know, look, and again, so much of this is interwoven with culture, with history, and of course economics now, where they see this influx of let's call them, what do they call them? Oh, yeah, migrants. This influx of people coming in, right, because of this open borders policy, right? And so you've got this, of course, it's this populism that's rising up. You've seen it with Brexit. You've now seen it with the five-star movement in Italy. You saw it with the young, the new chancellor in Austria, the 31-year-old. So you're seeing this whole, you know, populist movement, this nationalist kind of nationalist economic message, which, you know, of course, is what, you know, we have here in America with Donald Trump.
Well, you saw the same thing. You see it happen in France, Italy, England. This is nothing new. And I like you, I believe this is going to keep happening. It happens all over the world. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump orders an end to his administration's separation of children from their parents at the border. Like many Americans, the president now says he did not like the sight or feeling of kids being taken from their families after crossing the border illegally, and he signed an executive order stopping the practice.
We're keeping families together.
Finally bowing to pressure after days of falsely insisting only Congress could end the separations. public outcry had been escalating, with Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand saying the government was literally sending babies into detention camps.
It's immoral.
The president insists his zero-tolerance policy of prosecuting all adults caught illegally crossing the border remains, and the order aims to keep families together while they're in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm telling you, I'm threatening you. One day, I'm going to learn how to do a Lawrence Welk accent, if you would. Because I think the intros of some of these would sound so much better. Can you imagine introducing a disco song with Earth, Wind, and Fire song sounding like, yeah, there you go. See what I'm saying? I just got to get
it. No, I disagree. It was just fine. No. Actually, it would be better if you had, like, Don Cornelius from Soul Train.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Him, what do you got? Barry White.
Like Saturday mornings. Like Saturday mornings, buddy.
Oh, is that how you woke up?
After American Bandstand. American Bandstand, sure. Don't you remember that? Come on. Bandstand, come on. Then you
can
got
you shut
train,
up for a second?
Come on.
Can I introduce the show and then introduce you so people will be able to see
it? Oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
That's all right. No, it's okay. Take a breath. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I think you're listening to The Real Side. I don't know. It could be the Edward Woodson Show. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Edward Woodson joins me, and he's the host of The Edward Woodson Show. I have a lot of fun with him when he's on, as you can tell. Anyway, Eddie, thank you for being over here with me tonight. I really appreciate the time with me. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go. So now you have nothing to say. You took over the show 2.5 minutes ago. Now I get nothing. I get silence. Okay, whatever. God.
Yeah, I like the music. That's my point.
Yeah, well, me too. You know, anyway, listen, let's get this back to immigration, although I don't know if that's what we're talking about. Totally lost track. But when it comes to immigration, first, you know, and again, we've talked about this a million times. I know it's the talk of the day. The president, you know, signed an order that, frankly, you know, I'm in Trump's corner 98.9% of the time. But the reality is, you can't just sign these orders. I mean, President Obama himself said, "Hey, I can't sign an order just to allow these people to come over."
No, he had to. Listen, yeah. Joe, I got to stop him. He
Go
had
ahead.
To.
You got
to
stop.
He just had to for the optics. He had to for the optics because I'll tell you why. Because listen, this whole thing is a canard. Because the Democrats don't have anything to run on. So in terms of the midterm, going into the midterms, and so, you know, Stormy Daniels didn't work, Russia collusion.
Well, actually, she did work, but just not in this case.
So the kids, so think about it. The kids, Parkland didn't work. Remember, Parkland, you know, that was it. Yeah, there was going to be a blue wave. All that didn't work. So now you're going to use the chairman's. Okay? Right?
Yep.
Because everybody's going to bond the children.
Well, pull at the heartstrings. Pulling at the heartstrings, right? We've got to make people feel bad. Look at what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Just so look, he immediately, think about it. He immediately defused the situation. This probably legally will probably be overturned, okay?
Yep.
So, because look, you can't, how is the practicality? Think about it. So what do you say? That you're going to now house children in federal penitentiaries and jails? How's this going to work? Okay? Seriously, think about it for a minute. Now, notice how the left now, because they were screaming about, you know, separating families, Trump completely defused it, so now they're pissed off about it, and they're like, you can't, you know, house them in a prison-like situation. So because what they want is just catch and release, which is what was going on before, catch and release.
Right.
What needs to be done here, seriously, is just turn them away at the border. You can't come in, period. Well, if you catch them, and you drive them back, and you release them in Mexico. And that's it. Why can't we do that? I don't get it.
Well, no, I'm with you on a lot of this stuff. It's like they come all the way up here. I'm sitting at a table with a guy the other day who's a Democrat saying, well, they're coming here for a better life. They've got nothing. They come here with nothing. And I say, you know what? Please stop. They had to have something, first of all, to pay the coyotes that got them up here, all right? So they gave some money to them, and that's not cheap. And if they sent just their kid and they didn't come up themselves, that's still very expensive to do. The other thing I'd love to know is how in God's creation did they make it all the way through Mexico, who has even more stringent and stronger, you know, immigration laws than we do? How did they make it all the way through?
It's very fundamental here. Think about this for a minute. Like, because, you know, we could talk about 6 degrees of this and all this stuff. It comes down to this, Joe. People don't like people that cut in front in the line. This is a fundamental thing that you learned when you were in kindergarten. Okay? Like, think about this for a minute. You're at the bank Friday afternoon, okay? 4 o'clock. And you are in the line. And somebody walks up and they go to the front because they got some little kid. Is that cool? No! Okay? I'm waiting for a table at the local Olive Garden and it's really crowded. And guess what? Somebody goes to the front of the line. That's not cool. See, nobody likes it. That's what this is about. We could talk about all this other stuff, Congress, this, that, that, that. No, you can't cut in front of the line, period. That's it.
Now, I've often thought when I was at the airport, I've also thought of renting a child just so I can get on the plane first. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's a story for another day.
Well, you know what I do, though? I get a wheelchair. I get a wheelchair, okay, and I feign a back injury,
yeah.
And I just go through with the wheelchair. That works. It's the best thing, Tony.
I'll take notes after the show. We'll figure this out later on, you know. But so here's what I love, too. You're right. You started going down that road, and you kind of – the Dems are screaming now that the president hasn't done that'll work long enough. They don't like the – first of all, Schumer said – he needs to sign an order here. I'll give him my pen. So what's he do? See, I see this a little differently than you do. So he gives it to Schumer. He signs the pen. He signs. He doesn't use Schumer's pen, thank God. He uses his own pen to sign the order. And now what? Now it's not good enough. Now they think they've got something here. And you're right. I agree with you in a lot of these things. They think they have something here, and they're going to run with it. And they're going to make it bigger than what it is. But it's still nothing because
no, they I think that they have
Congress.
Nothing. No, they have nothing. But
yeah.
now they have nothing because think about it. What was powerful for them were the optics, the images of the children. So they don't have that now. He's taken that away, and I think he knows that. So he's taking that away. Plus, think about this: the news cycle literally is 15 seconds now. Okay, so this is going to be gone. By, like, what's today? Wednesday? It's going to be done by, like, Friday. By Monday, nobody's going to remember all this.
No, look at I agree with you. They're gonna try to keep it just like they did with Stormy Daniels. They're gonna try to keep it going as long as they can.
They can try all they want.
Here's the problem, and I've said this before. They have cried wolf on this guy so often and so much. That
doesn't work anymore.
I'm telling you, they can get pictures of him beating on a 5-year-old, and they're not going to believe it anymore. You know?
Well, yeah. Well, if they had pictures of that, then they, you know, they would have already leaked it a long time ago.
But
not really, because it's just, it doesn't exist.
No, they,
I mean,
they
can't. The thing is that this guy's been vetted forever. We vetted for him for 30 years. He was on Howard Stern talking about, you know, being with porn stars and strippers and Playboy playmates and, you know, movie stars. I mean, we already heard it for 30 years on Howard Stern all the time. So it's like, I mean, there's nothing that we don't know. This is the most vetted man in history. Think about it. This guy's been in the public eye since the late 1970s, this guy. Literally. In the media capital of the world.
And they loved him. They loved him right up until the time he said, I'm going to run for president. And all of a sudden,
right, of
he became a racist, homophobic, hateful white man. Just amazing.
Well, you know, listen, he's trying to disassemble globalism and the deep state, and that's a tall order, my man.
Yep. He has set the globalists on their ear for sure. Hey, Edward, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. Go back to your football game or soccer game or whatever.
Thanks for having me. Check out the website, edwardwoodson.com.
Yeah, and put some clothes on, please. I mean, I got to get this
vision. I'm going to go have some chocolate ice cream now.
There you go. Have a great day. That was Edward Woodson, host of the Edward Woodson Show. Always love when he's on with me, and he will be starting a TV show, Edward Woodson, and I'll let you know more about that when it comes on. So some of you hopefully enjoyed him as much as I did. Look, when we come back from the break, this is fun stuff. You know how much I enjoy this, especially this kind of stuff. There is now, Princeton University is going to offer a new course. It will teach students about the theory, narrative, and aesthetics, you ready for this, of queer literature, which I don't know. I don't understand. But we're going to find out after the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And truly, yes, you have not had too much to drink, okay? The video is off just a tad. So, hey, you never know. Somebody grab a glass of wine, they sit down, they watch, they go, oh my God, what's happened to me? I'm blind.
I was laughing at just a tad.
What? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, let's, because I don't know. I don't know if I could drink enough for to have this make sense. But there's a new Princeton University course. They're going to be offering it next semester. It's going to teach students how to read queerly. Now, it's going to do that by examining the ways in which desire, gender, sexuality are queerly told. I don't even get this. And I don't even get why it's a class. I really don't. When you think about our standing in the world, from an academic standpoint, from a collegiate standpoint, why are we teaching? Listen, I'm not even talking about this. Well, but what about something as simple, as stupid? Right? So, I mean, I don't know. the effects of Italian cooking in an Irish neighborhood. I mean, they have some really stupid classes at some of these colleges. They're not going to help you do anything. Now, Princeton University is offering this class. According to the official course description posted on the school's website, students will both read from various trajectories of queer literature and engage in what it means to read queerly as part of the queer literature theory, narrative, and aesthetics course. Now, we're pushing this queer reading class, yet we're talking about how bad it is to study literature written by white men. What if you're a white queer person? Are they going to take that out? I mean, I just want to know where the lunacy stops. They go on to say that we will consider the historical etymology of the term queer and think through its affiliate terms and acronyms, including lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans. Although, really funny, how did that word get you? Look, in the 70s, when you said somebody was a little queer, you weren't talking about their sexual preference. They were just a little off. Right? Had nothing to do with sex. In the 70s, was all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Let me tell you what. So now that they've taken it to mean, they think that we believe it means, it has to do with lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. They go on to say, we will investigate how discourse of power and institutions of normativity have come up against queer bodies. Really? The university goes on to explain that throughout the course, the students will be urged to pay close attention to the ways in which desire, gender, and sexuality are are queerly told? Oh, God. I wish somebody had a video of this or had a way to show me what it means. The upcoming class is cross-linked in the Department of English, the program in Gender and Sexuality Studies, and the program in American Studies. It will feature readings by several authors and poets, including Eli Clare, Michael Foucault, James Baldwin, just to mention a few. Now, Clare's Exile and Pride, Disability Queerness and Liberation, an anthology on disability politics. When did queerness become a disability? No, seriously. I mean, when you say a disability, and I don't get in all the PC stuff with differently abled. Okay, and here, I'm going to wait for some of you to throw your stones. If you're missing your legs, you're not differently able. You're not differently abled. You have a disability. That doesn't mean there's something like mentally wrong with you. That's not what we're talking about. You're missing both your arms. I am blind in one eye. I have a disability. I don't use it to get in my way at all. I actually have my pilot's license, and I'm blind in one eye. So I didn't let it slow me down. I know people that are from the waist down, they're crippled, or they have no use of their body from the waist down. I know people that have no legs. No legs. Not one leg is bad, the other legs, but they have no legs. And yet, they're working, they're doing things. They don't let it stop them, slow them down. Matter of fact, they would probably get upset with you if you said, man, I don't know how you do what you do without legs. They'd get mad at you. Right? There's a young man, I've talked about this a million times. I give him so much credit. I watch him go to work a couple times a week. I see him. He's got one of those automatic wheelchairs, and very, very handicapped. And he's got the joystick, who was the guy that just died, the scientist? Stephen Hawking. So, and you know what? He goes to work every day. I don't want to say the name of the store, but I run into the store when he's there. Always have a great conversation with him. He doesn't let anything get in his way. He doesn't let anything slow him down. So those are the disabilities that I look at and give people majorly kudos for overcoming. Somebody would have to explain to me how queerness or being different in that light is a disability in a class. goes on to describe intersectional framework for understanding how we actually live with the daily hydraulics of oppression, power, and resistance. These words are all I mean, not for me, but these are all like trigger warning words. They make people's ears perk up. They're going to make this something that it actually isn't, so that the young people bring it into life thinking it is something. A friend of mine was just telling me how her daughter came home from college. And she sat there. Her daughter told her for 20 minutes how they had to get rid of guns. We had to do away with guns. Guns was the best, you know, just going on and on and on. And using every one of the lines, catchphrases, what have you, that left uses. Mommy sat down with her and ran down the real numbers, the real facts, and the reality. And by the time they got done with the conversation, and it didn't just happen to shut mommy up, by the time they got done with the conversation, the daughter understood, had information to step out on, and no longer believed that we needed to do away with guns. So I keep telling you guys, sit down, talk with your nieces and nephews, talk with your grandson and granddaughters. Look, if your kids, your nieces and nephews say, hey, look, I don't want you talking to my kids about that stuff, then say, don't bring them here. If they ask me the question, I'm going to answer it. Believe me, they'll come back. You know, most of them are like bad rashes. They never really go away. They just kind of hide under the surface for a while. You know what I'm saying? So similarly, IRL by Tommy Pico is a novel that follows a protagonist who is unsure of which obsessions, attractions, impulses are essentially his and which are the result of Christian conversion. Of course we had to bring that in, right? Or heteropatriarchy. Or colonialist white supremacy. Or homophobia. Hello? I mean, think about this. Right? So, I have these obsessions, these attractions, these impulses, and they're too normal. So they must be part of my Christian conversion. They must be part of my heteropatriarchy. They must be part of my colonial white supremacy. Really? Seriously. Now, according to the description of the book, IRL asks, what happens to a modern queer indigenous person a few generations after his ancestors were alienated from their language, their religion, and their history? I don't know what happens. Why would you ask? I mean, what happens? A modern queer indigenous person? Why don't you go back and look at the ancestry and see how they thought about that kind of lifestyle, that living, or that type of person? Right? Why take it into after his ancestors were alienated? Why don't you find out before his ancestors were, quote-unquote, alienated? Mean is the memoir of a queer spoken word performer, visual art writer, and school teacher, Miriam Gerba. She's going to give students an opportunity to learn about the author's experience growing up as a queer, mixed-race Chicana. Now, she's going to present that through the lens of radical, formal fluidity. Listen to all these terms. This is like psychobabble at its finest. You just keep throwing these terms, cis, non-gen, non-gender conform. I mean, just, oh my God. You'd have to have 3 years of classes just to learn about that stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. We're going to talk a little bit about the overlooked bombshell in the IG report when we come back on the other side. And on top of that, we're going to talk about your money. What, all this craziness going on in the market, all this craziness that, you know, that's going on around the world, and how Trump has really kicked the globalist right in the teeth, and how that's going to affect your money. We'll be back in just a few minutes.